Well, good morning, all you coffee shop members. It's a blessing to be here this morning. We'll be talking about united in Christ unity this morning and how important that is. Let's open with a word of prayer first before we get started. Dear Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for your great love, for you giving us your son Jesus who died for us in our place on the cross. Bless this message, your message today, as we stream this. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. What does united in Christ unity mean to us as Christians? As we look back to God, he is three in one. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We must have unity with Christ Jesus to be an effective Christian as we walk this earth. As we look at the United States of America today, we can clearly see a nation that is not united. United we stand, divided we fall. We are on a downhill slope, and we as a nation will fall because we are not united. Let's look in the Bible where it talks about this in Romans 16, verses 17 and 18. I appeal to you, brothers, to watch out for those who cause divisions and create obstacles contrary to the doctrine that you have been taught. Avoid them, for such persons do not serve our Lord Christ, but their own appetites, and by smooth talk and flattery, they deceive the hearts of the native. They are some today who slip themselves into churches to cause division and damage the church. This has happened to our church a couple of times. Our pastor drove them out when he discovered what they were doing. That is one of the ways Satan will try to destroy God's church. And sadly, sometimes it actually works. God hates division, found in Proverbs 16:16 through 19. There are six things that the Lord hates, seven that are abomination to him: haughty eyes, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that make haste to run to evil, a false witness who breathes out lies, and one who sows discord among brothers. When the Lord says he hates these, and these are abomination to him, do not find yourself doing these. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Speaking of unity, we look in Psalms 133:1, where it says, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. How does love affect unity? We find that in Colossians 3:14. It says, and over all these virtues, put on love, which binds all together in perfect unity. We look in Peter 3:8, where it says, finally, all of you have unity of mind, simple, brotherly love, a tender heart, and a humble mind. Let's look in 2 Colossians 3:11. Finally, brothers and sisters, rejoice, strive for full restoration, encourage one another, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. The Bible talks about division in Matthew 12:26, and it says, and if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? Division just does not work in God's plans. Continuing on, unity is a state of oneness and harmony. All believers in Christ are united in Christ. We are in a relationship that unites us with him and with every other believer. All who believe in Christ are part of his body, the church. Let's look in Ephesians 5:30 and 31, where it says, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. Being united with Christ in unity means we put on Christ Jesus. In other words, to be like him. He is our perfect role model. We look in John 17:21, where it says that they all may be one as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. Let's look at how we are united in Christ. We look in Galatians 3:26-28. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you were baptized into Christ, have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is neither male nor female, for you all are all one in Christ Jesus. This is an important statement in the Bible. In John 13:35, by this all will know that you are my disciples. If you have love for one another, love is so very important. Christ Jesus loved us so much that he gave his life for all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so very much. Let's look in 1 Corinthians 13, where we call the love chapter in the scriptures. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in unity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails, but whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understand as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. No, now I know in part, but when I shall know, just as I also am. And now abide faith, hope, and love, but three, but the greatest of these is love. That is why love is so important to Christ, so important to a Christian walk. Let's look in Matthew 18:20. It talks again about unity. Again, truly I tell you that if the two of you on earth agree about anything they ask for, it will be done by them, by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am with them. You see, it does not save one, but two or three. This is unity. Thank God for that. Christians bring honor to God's name by pursuing unity in the power of the Holy Spirit, who brings us together as one through faith in Christ. Jesus said in John 10:30, I and my Father are one. Christ Jesus always listened to his Father on all matters and always did what he said to do. When Jesus went to the cross, he said, Father, take this cup from me, but thy will be done. It was the Father's will that Jesus go to the cross and die. And Jesus took it on upon himself to do what his Father wanted him to do. Jesus went to the cross and died a very painful death for all of us. Thank you, Jesus. Are you in doubt where you are going when you die? Well, let me tell you, do not worry. Christ Jesus will save you. If you cry out to him and repent before him of your sins. John 3:16 and 3:17 tells us, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." You don't want to be a might be saved person. Romans 10:9-10 says, "But if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Father God, we're so grateful that you allowed me to share your holy word this morning to the people here in the coffee shop. Thank you so much. Bless everybody's week ahead, for which in Christ Jesus' name I pray and say amen.